Agile. Spry, would you ever use?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, perhaps. What about if you were talking about somebody who's really young?
What? Describe what? Just.
If somebody was really young and they were really active all the time, really seemed to be up always, you would say they were. Okay. Okay. Now, if the dark was something that you didn't like, let's say, okay, and you might say, well, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm
scared.
Okay. And a person who gets scared real easily, you call him a
chicken.
Okay. Other words for that?
I can't think of any right now.
Scaredy cat.
Yeah, I used to say
nail in there. Okay, or would you say that scaredy cat like that, or would you say scary cat? The kids that you knew.
I think scary cat.
Scary cat. Okay, what about a place now, like, maybe a dark road alongside a graveyard? You'd call that a
scary road.
Okay. And if you're talking about one of your friends, you might say, yeah, well, she isn't afraid now, but when we were in school, she...
She was scary.
Okay. But she isn't scared now, but she...
She was scared.
Okay. Or talking about the old gray mare, you would say, she ain't what... She ain't what she... Never heard that old song?
Used to be.
Used to be, yeah, okay. If you wanted to say the opposite of that, you might say, I don't understand why she's scared now. She what?
I don't know what.
If she never was scared in the past, you would say, I don't understand why she's scared now. She
didn't used to be.
Didn't used to be? Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table, and then maybe goes out and leaves the door unlocked. You'd say he's very
careless.
Okay, and then in your family, if you had maybe an aunt or somebody like that who was maybe not quite right, okay, if somebody asked you about her, you'd say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. She's just kind of
absent-minded.
Okay, or she acts kind of
strange.
Okay. Okay. Then if you're talking about somebody who can't take a joke without losing his temper, you'd say he's very
short-tempered.
Okay. And you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry.
Okay. And if somebody's about to lose his temper, you might tell him, well, look, just what?
Keep cool.
Okay, or don't get mad, just... Okay, keep cool, that's good. If you've been working very hard, you say you're, at the end of the day, you're very...
Tired.
Okay, or if you wanted to use wear out, you'd say at the end of the day, I was all...
Worn out.
Okay. And if a person has been quite well, very good health, and you hear suddenly that they have some disease, you say, last night she...
It's alright.
Okay, and then last night you heard that suddenly she got some disease last night, and last night she...
Became sick.
Okay. If a person sat in a draft and it began to cough, you would say, last night he... Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he's
hoarse.
Okay.